I think the boys in there is a turning point for us in that they know they're more than belong in this division now. I thought the last half hour we absolutely dominated the play. But that's the margin. We talk about margins in the championship. One chance, second half they score. And we created numerous chances and didn't really get a just reward. So although no one wants to ever lose a game of football, I hope the supporters know that a lot of great effort out there, good work today, some good quality football as well. And as I say, I thought we were very unlucky.
There was a good Brentford contingent here and I thought they did react really well.
Fantastic. The players recognised the support. I mean, 1250, 1300, Brentford coming down, fantastic. Fantastic. But I hope they saw today that... you know, it was a very good performance. We weathered the storm just after half time. They came out looking for the early goal. We absorbed that really well, kept our shape well. The boys learnt from the first half. And there were some tremendous performances today. Tremendous performances.
What went wrong for the goal? Because there was a point in play where you were on top and then Bournemouth were on top for sort of like 2 or 3 minutes. You didn't clear your lines. What went wrong from a defensive point of view, do you think?
I think I haven't seen the goal again yet. I just come straight out here. But I think we talk about the margins. I think on that occasion it was Stewie. Who came on, did really well when he came on, by the way, Stuart Dallas. He was very unlucky not to start today. But she was a bit loose in the pass, give it away, and that's the margin. We give a ball away and we get punished for it. But again, you know, we threatened in the last half an hour and forced them into so many errors and got into great wide areas. And as I said, I thought we were very unfortunate.
You'd say about Stuart Dallas, top scorer on the bench today, shows you what firepower you have. Signed a couple of players again this week, one of which I presume we'll see on Tuesday, John.
It's a tough squad now. Yeah. It's a tough decision. Really strong squad. You look behind it today and you see people like Harley Dean on the bench and Tommy Smith on the bench and obviously Nick Poshvitz, etc. And you realise the strength and depth that we now have. Tumani, people like Jake Reeves and the 19th man today, and we've got two or three more coming in for Tuesday. So that's the level of competition that you have to have. You know, for us it's really important that every player knows it's not an unwanted pressure. They're professionals. They know the score. They want to come out here and perform. And every time they perform, they can feel the pressure behind them, which is fantastic.
Because I wondered how you would see those two new. Because Hota presumably has been brought in to be fighting for a place in the first team. John maybe a little bit younger, but they're both attacking midfield players. I understand.
Yeah, absolutely. I think we've got, if we're going to attack and play, probably as I say, our defence worked well today. We're tight. Didn't drop too deep. And now it's about our attacking impetus and our cleverness going forward. And Hotter is a very talented left foot player, good set piece delivery, but he's very talented with the ball at his feet, sees a pass. And John Terrell from Arsenal has come here not to make up numbers. John's come here and we're working with Arsenal. He wants to fight for a place in the squad and he knows he's got to compete, he knows it's tough, and that's what Arsenal want. They want to come here and work hard for a place and train in this first team environment. As I say, if he's good enough, he'll play. We've got no hesitation to pick him. And the competition is getting more and more fierce.
We must continue to have the Adam Forshaw dance. Speculation is obviously now rife that because these two other midfield players have come in and he's training with the development squad, that things have maybe moved a little bit further backwards. Are we still the same with Adam Forshaw? Is he staying?
No, Adam's come in. He's trained this week. He'll play for the development squad on Wednesday against Crewe. And as I say, we'll chat to Adam probably on Thursday on his recovery session and see where we are. Nothing has changed from our perspective at all.
Just to be clear, though, that the fact that he's playing with the development squad is an injury thing, not a punishment thing.
Adam had the ankle surgery. He would have been fit for Charlton. As I say, we had this incident happened. The bid came in and naturally his head was turned. I made that very, very clear. And that's not a criticism. That's any individual would be unsettled by that type of interest. So therefore, that happened. Adam then had a slight hamstring. He's back. He got treatment. He's training well now. He'll be with the development squad. And if all goes well, we'll chat to him on Thursday. And we'd welcome Adam Forshaw back. He's a very talented player. And we've always made it very, very clear. But as I say, we only want players who want to be here for Brentford and live and die for Brentford, basically, on the pitch. And that's important for us.
No, I appreciate it. I understand it. Thanks for answering that. But talked about Stuart Dallas coming on. It was quite an early substitution and I thought it was a very progressive substitution. The game was 0-0 at the time. You thought, okay, we're away from home, but we can take this lot. It was a very offensive and brave substitution from you.
I just think we looked at it today and Marcus Tabar is a very, very talented ball player, technically very good. I just think now Marcus's adaptation to the English game is dealing with the intensity. As I say, it was a fast-paced game. There's some tackles flying in and good quality football. He can more than handle the football side. It's him just adjusting to it. He had a good 55, 58 minutes, I think, when we made the substitution. And Marcus keep getting better and better. But as I say, Stewie's done so well. Added injection of pace, great energy, and good quality as well. And hopefully that was shown.